This is Twit.
Are you a creator, by the way? You're a creator. I'm a creator. We're all creators. Yeah. So it's a good time.
God's children are creators. Finally, media recognized it. They thought they were the only creators. We're all creators.
Demo. You know who else was a creator? Creators. Beethoven.
Segway.
That's a lead into your story, Stacey. Go ahead.
I was like, what is happening here? So this story is, this is both a people suck and a content moderation is hard story, and also that YouTube needs better practices story. So this is from Cory Doctorow. He, let me get the name of the lady right. Sorry. Let me open this up again.
Marina. Marina, a piano teacher who publishes free lessons. I love Corey, and I love his blog, pluralistic.net. She creates free piano lessons on her Piano Keys YouTube channel. Celebrated her fifth anniversary, Corey writes, by announcing she was quitting YouTube because her meager wages were being stolen by fraudsters. She posted a video with a little bit of Moonlight Sonata, which you might remember. Beethoven did not publish this in 1801. Beethoven wrote it in, 1762. Yeah. But it was published in 1801. It's in public domain, in other words. The copyright belongs to Marina. She performed it. Nevertheless, you play or something, you're going to get... That's for Elise, not the Moonlights. I can't hum the Moonlight Sonata. I'm sorry. But it triggered, and I might have just triggered it too. YouTube's automated...
could play it right now, but then we're going to get it taken down.
The Moonlight Sonata is very slow. It triggered YouTube's automated copyright filter. I'm amazed you recognize Fur Elise, though, and you named that tune in four notes.
In the 90s, I had a phone that played it.
A corporate entity identified only by an alphabet soup of initialisms and cryptic LLC names had claimed Moonlight Sonata as their own, calling it Wicca Moonlight. The content ID flagged Marina's track as an unauthorized performance of Wicca Moonlight. She appealed the judgment. The problem is you appeal. We've had this happen to us. Then they send a message to the copyright owners saying, do you agree that no infringement took place? But of course
they say.
They said no, they infringed it. So she can now let this shadowy company monetize her video, which steals all of the revenue from her. She can take her video down. We are faced with this, by the way, frequently.
I had no idea this was happening. This is so infuriating.
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time.
This is exactly the problem.
Well, I thought the problem was just that it took your stuff down and you couldn't make money. I didn't realize
there was a group of organizations who, if you want to fight this,
and we've done this, you can fight it. You have to provide them with your full name and address, and then they go and they. You go back and forth. Ultimately, it'll end in court, but even prior to that. And then we've had people, I don't even want to go into it, but we've had people make, the funniest things ever in their claims against us. We had pictures of the NASA video, we had the NASA launch taken down by National Geographic, who claimed, oh no, we own the NASA video. And of course, that was an error, they said. But anyway, this is Content ID. Corey hates Content ID. I hate Content ID. And, it just doesn't work very well. Here is, and I love this, Corey published this from the EFF, Navigating YouTube's Content ID, a little flow chart to help you understand why.
And blame Hollywood.
Yeah.
Blame Hollywood, folks.
Yeah, blame Hollywood, but also I blame the tech companies who thought we could solve this algorithmically.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And it's the algorithm is the problem. It's easily gamed.
The scale.
Yeah.
Bad guys.
Yeah. And I guess if you create something like YouTube where you get, 100 million hours of content every day, how else are you going to do it? I understand.
Well, and you got to be, if you're going to be a platform, one of the costs of being a platform is recognizing that people are going to game it and you have to respond in a way that benefits the core users. Google does it already for search. They're like, oh, shoot, too many people are using weird SEO optimizations. Now we're going to change things.
Yeah.
But what they're not doing is they'll do it for their core businesses, but then they put out these creator platforms and they're not doing it for those businesses. And that's just not
It's a big chilling effect on everything we do. You know, I try to tell our staff, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. But it really does create a chilling effect. And we have to constantly say, oh, we better not do that because they'll take us down. Corey also points out that it's a really an uneven process. For instance, an Instagram takedown takes a few seconds to file, but 28 months to appeal. And we've had that where they'll take down a video and maybe we can get it back in 2 weeks. But by then, nobody's going to watch the 2 week old news show. So it's really a problem. There's a Warner Chappell, you know, Warner Music, demonetizes videos that include the numbers 36 and 50.
Why?
See, they should have bad effects for doing bad things.
Annie, yeah, they should be penalized for overzealous.
Here's a Twitch streamer, Anne Munition, good name. Her videos were demonetized over the use of the numbers 36 and 50. To protect copyright holders, the you can copyright the number, apparently. The media company Fullscreen was simply, the claim was simply over the number 36. You know, and you can appeal, and maybe she's probably back. Fullscreen is a social content company for talent and brands. They're owned by Otter Media, a subsidiary of Warner Media. They claim the number 36. I don't know.
I don't understand how you can copyright a number.
Well, they also copyrighted 50. And while the claims are active, before the appeal is accepted, they take all monetization. So, and you can also lose your account. I mean, the long shot is you can get a strike and lose your account completely.
They should, when they're knocked down, they should have to give back 10 times monetization.
There should be some sort of
like treble damages for being bad.
They call it slap in the lawsuit world.
Exactly.
Yes.
There should be some sort of slap.
But these are also the customers of the big companies, and they are the ones who have the lobbyists and have the lawyers.
Yeah.
And so they would, you know what? They'd go running to Capitol Hill. And we'd have a Sopapeepa fight again.
Sopapeepas? What?
Hollywood's pretty evil.
Sopapeepa. We don't want to go with Sopapeepa.
We don't want a Sopapeepa again, man. That's
we fight them, but the risk to us is that we would get a strike, and too many strikes, we would lose our channels, and that would be a big deal. I freaking hate YouTube. I understand the value of it. It's very impressive that anybody can create video, but it is also, it's kind of a mess. And I don't like it affecting what we do as our content, you know. I mean, I can't even hum for a lease without fearing that they're going to take it down. Now I got to worry about 36. And Jeff, no numbers with 36 or 50. I'm just telling you.
Okay. All right. Okay? Got it. Yeah.
Don't want to take that chance.
No line numbers, 36 or 50. Yeah.